Imagine you're sitting at your desk. It's been a really long week, and you're just trying to clear out your inbox.
Yeah, we've all been there, just waiting for the weekend.
Right. And then you get a ping. It's this urgent email from HR about like an upcoming annual benefits review, or maybe it's a link to a new 2026 bonus calculator.
Oh, people always click on the bonus calculator.
Exactly. Naturally, you hover over the link. You're careful,
Sure,
right?
right.
But the URL, well, it checks out perfectly. It's the official verified ChatGPT-com domain. There are no weird misspellings, no strange redirects, nothing. So you
Well,
click it.
fifth, why wouldn't you? It looks totally safe.
Right. A page loads, nothing seems amiss, and you just go about your day. But what you don't know, and this is the crazy part, by simply clicking that completely legitimate link, you have just silently deployed an invisible rogue AI spy directly inside your company's network.
It's terrifying. And it's not just a spy sitting in the corner.
Right.
The wildest part is that this invisible spy now has your exact level of corporate access.
That is just, I mean, it operates entirely with your identity, doesn't it?
That is exactly what happens. It reads what you can read, it can send what you can send. And, you know, if we connect this to the bigger picture from the stack of research we're diving into today,
At the Zenity Labs report.
yeah, specifically the Agent Forger exploit they discovered. We are seeing a massive paradigm shift here. Cybersecurity threats are just evolving at a breakneck pace.
Moving way past traditional malware.
Exactly. What Agent Forger proves is that the security perimeter has officially shifted. It's no longer just about, you know, defending your company's network or your physical laptop.
Right, the perimeter is now the AI agent runtime itself.
Spot on.
Okay, let's unpack this right away, because the mechanics of how this actually works are just mind-bending.
They really are.
The Zenity Labs research outlines that Agent Forger is fundamentally a cross-site request forgery vulnerability, a CSRF.
Right, CSRF, a classic web vulnerability, but applied in a totally new way.
Yeah, so to make sure we're all on the same page, let's visualize this. Think of your active login session to an enterprise app like a VIP wristband at an exclusive club.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Yeah. So the bouncer at the VIP area, that's the server, they don't look at your face, they just look at your wrist.
They just verify the ban.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So a CSRF attack is basically when an attacker sneaks up, grabs your arm, waves your wristband at the bouncer, and orders a $1,000 bottle of champagne on your tab.
And you don't even realize they touched you.
Right. Before you even know what happened, it's on your bill.
That is a brilliant way to frame it. So the bouncer in this scenario is OpenAI's ChatGPT workspace, and it trusts the request because your browser automatically attached your valid session
Your
cookies.
VIP wristband.
Exactly, your wristband. Now, let's look at exactly how Zenity Labs discovered this happening within the legacy agent builder interface.
Okay.
The flaw actually stemmed from insecure URL parameter parsing.
Oh, hold on, I want to clarify that. Insecure URL parameter parsing.
Yeah.
Are we saying that the web address itself contained the instructions to build the rogue AI?
Yes, exactly. So when a user who was already logged into their enterprise ChatGPT account visited the builder endpoint,
The place where you make the custom agent.
right, the system was designed to be helpful. It would automatically populate configuration inputs like the agent's name, its system prompt instructions, its profile picture, and most importantly, its third-party webhook actions. But it pulled all of this data directly from the URL query string itself.
Wait, without actually validating where that initial link came from.
Exactly, without any
So
validation.
if I just type name equals HR assistant up in the URL bar, the website just obediently fills out the form with HR assistant.
Yep.
It doesn't ask if I actually wanted to do that.
Precisely. I mean, it was a feature designed to make sharing agent templates easier, but it lacked a critical security check.
Wow.
And because of that lack of validation, the Zenity researchers observed this truly devastating four-stage attack chain.
All right, let's break down those four steps for the listener, because the sheer speed of this is what makes it so dangerous.
Let's do it.
So, step one, the attacker crafts a weaponized link. But I want to push back here for a second. If the link is hosted on the actual official ChatGPT-com domain,
Which it is.
how does the attacker get their malicious code in there? Did they hack OpenAI's servers?
No, they didn't touch OpenAI's servers at all.
Really?
Yeah, that is the insidious part. They append the malicious instructions to the very end of the legitimate URL.
Oh, I see.
So the base URL is perfectly safe. But trailing behind it is a string of encoded text that basically says, create an agent, name it helpful assistant, and tell it to quietly forward all data to my external server.
Wow. And because the flaw was in how the user's browser parsed the URL,
the attacker didn't need to host anything. The payload was literally carried in the link itself.
That is terrifying. Okay, so step two, they disguise this link. They use social engineering to package it as an urgent corporate task.
The bonus calculator, the mandatory HR update, the stuff you click without thinking.
Exactly. Then step three, the victim clicks the link, their browser opens it, and because they're already logged into work, the browser says, hey, I know this user.
And attaches their valid session tokens. It waves the VIP wristband.
Yep, waves the wristband. And then step four, the rogue agent is instantly provisioned in the background.
Really?
Silently created, weaponized with the victim's identity, and it just starts going to work intercepting emails and files.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating here is the concept of identity inheritance.
Identity inheritance. Let's dig into that.
I really want to highlight this because it is fundamentally different from how we usually think about hacking.
Right. Usually it's about stealing passwords.
Exactly. The rogue agent didn't need to steal a password. It didn't need to bypass a login screen. And it didn't trigger a multi-factor authentication prompt on your phone.
None of that.
None of it. It simply inherited your full enterprise privileges.
Because, I mean, modern enterprise AI agents are designed to be integrated, right? They aren't just standalone chatbots anymore.
Right. They're hooked into the company's nervous system.
Yeah.
If you've granted your ChatGPT workspace access to your Microsoft 365 account to, say, help draft emails.
Or your Google workspace to summarize documents.
Yes. That rogue AI now possesses those exact same keys. It can read the CEO's strategic roadmaps in Google Drive. It can scan your Slack messages for passwords.
That is a wow.
And the most chilling detail from the Zenity report is that this provisioning bypassed all UI confirmation prompts entirely.
Wait, so you never saw a pop-up?
No pop-up asking, do you want to grant this new agent permission? The inheritance was automatic and completely silent.
Okay, that brings up a massive logical contradiction for me. And I'm sure for anyone listening who works in a corporate environment.
What's that?
Well, companies spend absolute fortunes, millions of dollars on network security. We have firewalls, antivirus. We have endpoint detection software that basically screams if I try to download an unapproved PDF.
Oh, absolutely.
So if an unauthorized AI agent is suddenly ripping through confidential files and exporting them, why are these multi-million dollar systems completely blind to it? Why is the alarm not sounding?
It's a great question, and it's because Agent Forger isn't traditional malware.
Okay.
Endpoint detection and response tools, which the industry calls EDR, they're built to look for local executable payloads.
Right, stuff running on my actual machine.
Exactly. They monitor your computer's memory, they look for suspicious files being downloaded to your hard drive, or scripts trying to run in your operating system.
Mm-hmm.
But with Agent Forger, nothing is ever downloaded to your laptop. The exploit happens entirely in the cloud, between the browser and the server.
So it's not a virus on my computer. It's like it's a rogue employee living inside the cloud application itself.
That's right. And building on that, the sources detail a concept known as SaaS protocol cloaking.
SaaS protocol cloaking.
Yeah. Because this rogue agent was provisioned inside OpenAI's environment, all of its communication occurs securely within that trusted cloud infrastructure. When the rogue agent queries a corporate database, that data transfer happens through legitimate APIs between, say, Microsoft and OpenAI.
Oh, I see. So to the IT department's network monitors, it doesn't look like a shady server in another country trying to pull gigabytes of data?
Nope.
It just looks like the company's official enterprise AI doing exactly what the company pays it to do.
Precisely. The traffic is fully encrypted, verified sauce-to-sauce communication.
Wow.
The firewalls treat it as perfectly legitimate, expected enterprise activity. To quote Michael Drexel, a principal cloud security architect from our sources, this dynamic leaves conventional endpoint security tools completely blind.
Completely blind. It's basically the ultimate inside job.
It really is.
But, you know, beyond the technical invisibility, we have to talk about the psychological weaponization here.
Oh, this is a huge part of it.
I mean, why was this specific phishing vector so incredibly successful? We sit through hours of mandatory corporate security training telling us not to click weird links.
Yeah, and it comes down to exploiting the very cognitive biases that those security trainings instill in us.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Think about it. We're taught to scrutinize the domain name, Make sure it really says Microsoft.com or ChatGPT.com before you click.
Right. Check the URL.
Well, the threat actors used that against the victims. Because the link was hosted on a verified, trusted domain, the employee's natural suspicion was just completely neutralized.
Wait, so the security training actually made them more likely to fall for it?
In a tragic way, yes.
Because it passed the one test we were all taught to apply.
Exactly. When the tool you use every day to be more productive becomes the vehicle for the attack, the psychological defenses just melt away.
That makes so much sense.
The attackers framed these phishing lures around highly emotional triggers, mandatory policy compliance, or performance appraisal calculators. Combine high urgency with a perfectly verified domain, and you bypass human skepticism entirely.
Man, if you are listening to this right now on a work laptop, or maybe commuting to an office, this next part is going to hit really close to home.
Definitely.
Because the numbers we have from the Cisco cybersecurity researchers at the VB Transform Summit, they prove this isn't just a theoretical white paper vulnerability.
No, not at all.
This is an industry-wide crisis. I want to read out some of these statistics. First, they observed an 88.3% multi-turn attack success rate against flagship AI reasoning models.
Let's contextualize that for a second.
Please.
An 88% success rate means that nearly 9 times out of 10, when an attacker deployed this tactic, it successfully compromised the target model.
9 out of 10.
Yeah. In the cybersecurity world, a success rate above 10% is considered catastrophic. 88% is almost a guaranteed breach.
Unbelievable. And here is the stat that should really make everyone's stomach drop.
Oh, yeah. This one is rough.
54% of organizations surveyed experienced a confirmed AI agent incident. Better than a coin flip. Over half the companies have already had this happen.
It's everywhere.
And despite that, only 32% of organizations assigned distinct cryptographic identities to their agents.
And that last statistic is exactly why we saw such a violent reaction from the financial markets.
The money always follows the panic.
It does. The sources note that in just the first quarter of 2026, we saw a massive $25 billion capital flow deployed to acquire AI security startups.
Okay, I have to stop you there. $25 billion in a single quarter.
Hmm.
Just for AI security mergers and acquisitions.
Yep.
Isn't that just a classic tech hype cycle?
Well,
like executives panicking and throwing money at a buzzword.
I mean, it sounds like panic, but it's really driven by cold, hard liability.
Okay.
Look at the enterprise risk assessment matrix provided in our sources. The liabilities of an agent forger attack are existential for a business.
How so?
First, you have the legal and regulatory hammer. If an unauthorized AI agent accesses sensitive personal records and sends them externally,
you're in breach.
You are violating the GDPR in Europe and the new EU AI Act mandates. The non-compliance penalties for that aren't a slap on the wrist. They scale into the tens of millions of dollars or a percentage of your global revenue.
Ouch. And I imagine the insurance companies aren't just going to quietly cover those fines.
Exactly the opposite. The sources highlight severe financial and insurance risks. Cyber insurance underwriters were observed immediately canceling policies.
Just canceling?
Canceling them or denying claims outright if they found a company lacked a zero-trust architecture for their AI deployments.
So you essentially become uninsurable overnight.
Overnight.
Not to mention the operational security nightmare. If an agent has your identity, it's exporting source code, strategic roadmaps, board communications.
It's a complete erosion of your competitive advantage.
It really makes sense why the CIO confidence index regarding autonomous agents dropped all the way down to 58%. I mean, I'd be terrified to deploy an AI if it could be weaponized this easily.
It is the ultimate nightmare scenario for a chief information security officer. An unmonitored insider operating inside your cloud perimeter, completely immune to traditional endpoint security, and wielding your own administrative privileges.
All right. If this threat is completely invisible to our current firewalls and so easily tricks our employees, how did Zenity Labs even catch it?
Good question.
And more importantly, what is the tech industry actually doing to close this Pandora's box? Because we can't just, you know, throw our laptops in the ocean.
As tempting as that sounds, Zenity caught it through rigorous penetration testing of the API endpoints. They were specifically looking for legacy web vulnerabilities applied to these new AI tools.
Ah, clever.
And the response timeline from OpenAI was actually incredibly rapid.
Oh, really? How fast?
Well, Zenity made their responsible disclosure on June 4th, 2026. They submitted a comprehensive proof of concept.
Okay.
Just 2 days later, on June 6th, OpenAI's security team successfully verified and reproduced the flaw, classifying it as critical. By June 8th, just 48 hours after verification, OpenAI deployed an emergency hotfix across all cloud dependents.
Okay, that is fast. But an emergency hotfix usually implies a Band-Aid. Did they actually fix the root cause or just patch that specific hole?
You're right. The June 8th patch was a Band-Aid. It permanently disabled the vulnerable URL parameter handler, so you just couldn't auto-populate inputs from a web link anymore.
Got it.
But the structural permanent fix is much more aggressive. OpenAI announced the official sunsetting of the legacy agent builder entirely.
Oh, wow. So they're just killing it.
Killing it. By November 30th, 2026, that old interface will be deprecated. Organizations must transition to the hardened server-validated agents SDK.
Okay, let's translate that for the listener. Moving to a server-validated agents SDK. What does that practically mean for a company?
Well, an SDK is a software development kit. By forcing companies to use this, OpenAI is essentially saying you can no longer build agents through a simple web browser interface that can be tricked by a bad link.
Right.
You have to build them at the server level using secure, authenticated code. The server itself validates every single piece of the agent's identity before it's even allowed to exist.
That sounds way more secure.
It is. Because of these structural moves, industry sentiment is actually projecting CIO confidence to recover above 75% by late Q3.
That is a solid recovery.
Mm-hmm.
But getting there requires a lot of heavy lifting from IT departments.
A ton of heavy lifting.
Let's look at the actual remediation checklist from the sources.
Okay.
If you're an IT director or a CISO listening to this, you have a very specific set of tasks.
Yes, you do.
First on the list, audit active agent inventory.
Right. You have to review all deployed agents within your workspace and instantly terminate unverified entities.
Basically, a digital sweep of the building to see who's hiding in the closets.
That's a perfect way to put it. And second, you must revoke unnecessary oath grants.
Okay, time out on that one. Oath grants is a heavy piece of jargon. What are we actually asking IT teams to do here?
Fair enough. Think of OAuth as a digital key ring.
A key ring, okay.
Right. When you tell ChatGPT, hey, connect to my Google Drive so you can read my documents, you are granting it an OAuth key.
Makes sense.
The IT department needs to audit that key ring across the entire company, Google Drive, Slack, Microsoft 365, and take back any keys that aren't absolutely mission critical. You have to minimize what the agents are allowed to touch.
Makes total sense. Take the keys back.
Mm.
The third item on the checklist is to enforce webhook whitelisting. Again, sounds like a networking textbook. Let's simplify that one too.
Sure.
If the agent is processing data, a webhook is essentially the delivery truck that takes data from the AI and sends it somewhere else.
Exactly. A webhook sends an automated payload of data to another application. Now, if a rogue agent is created, its webhook is programmed to send your data to the attacker's server.
The bad guy's warehouse.
Right. So whitelisting means setting up a guarded gate. The network is configured to say these delivery trucks are only allowed to travel to approved internal corporate addresses.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Even if a rogue agent tries to send your data to a malicious external server, the network intercepts and blocks the delivery truck because the destination isn't on the pre-approved whitelist.
Okay, that is a fantastic defense. Even if the spy gets in, they can't mail the secrets out.
Exactly.
And the final step on the checklist is to accelerate the migration to that agent's SDK we talked about before the November 30th deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So you audit the room, you take back the keys, you guard the delivery trucks, and you move to a secure foundation.
It's a significant engineering workload, but it brings us to the core governance lesson of this entire deep dive.
Which is?
The editorial board in the sources concluded that Agent Forger represents a pivotal inflection point for enterprise AI governance.
Okay.
Think back a decade ago. It used to be normal to just log in with a password. But email phishing and database leaks made two-factor authentication, 2FA, absolutely mandatory.
Right. Everybody uses 2FA.
It became the global standard. Agent Forger is doing the exact same thing for AI. It makes dedicated agent identity governance an indispensable standard.
So you can't just treat an AI agent like a helpful little script running in the background anymore. It needs an ID badge.
It needs an ID badge, and it needs boundaries. Security now requires what the sources call NIST-compliant agentic isolation zones and zero-trust micro-segmentation.
Let's break that down. Micro-segmentation. I'm picturing the bulkheads on a submarine. If one room floods, you seal the doors so the whole ship doesn't sink.
That is a perfect analogy. You don't let an AI agent roam freely across the entire corporate network. You put it in a highly restricted, isolated cubicle. It only has access to the exact data it needs for its specific task and absolutely nothing more. Enterprises that invest in this proactive agent identity governance right now are the ones that will be able to securely capitalize on the immense productivity gains of autonomous systems tomorrow.
Wow. So bringing it all back to the beginning, we have covered a massive amount of ground today.
We really have.
We navigated the tricky mechanics of how an attacker grabs your VIP wristband using cross-site request forgery. We unpacked the terrifying reality of identity inheritance, where an AI wields your exact corporate power without ever needing a password. And we looked at the structural fixes required to stop the agent forger vulnerability. The biggest takeaway here, the thing you really need to remember next time you check your inbox, is that the illusion of a safe official link has been completely shattered.
It really has.
In the age of enterprise AI, your active browser session, the simple fact that you are logged in, is just as valuable and potentially just as dangerous as your raw password.
And that reality raises an important question, a provocative thought I want to leave you with to mull over on your own.
Okay, let's hear it.
We've established that autonomous AI agents now require the exact same zero-trust identity and access governance as human employees. An AI is effectively treated as an insider threat, complete with its own cryptographic identity and its own restricted access badge.
Right.
So at what point does our corporate security stop being about managing human behavior and human mistakes and become entirely about managing the digital psychology and the embedded loyalties of the machines we work alongside?
Oh, man. That is a lingering thought if I've ever heard one. When the machines become the employees, the security game changes completely.
It absolutely does.
Thank you so much for joining us on this custom deep dives.
Yeah.
We hope you feel thoroughly equipped to understand the shifting and sometimes invisible landscape of AI security. Keep staying curious. Keep questioning the technology you interact with every day. And next time you see an urgent email about a bonus calculator,
don't click it.
Maybe think twice before you click, even if the domain looks absolutely perfect.